Excuse maker extraordinaire. We're back on the record. This is number two for 10-10-94.
Goodness gracious, you're coming into Scorpio land, aren't you? You each should recognize a lot of yourselves. Through the winter months, fall and winter, you've gathered up a real hell of a load for yourselves. There's a lot of work to be done. And this is a blessed nation. And to come into the ability to speak on the subjects that need your attention and have any semblance of reality or value as you move on, you have to clear out this other trash from your existence. And I'm not going to ever fall into the category of a definition giver. All I'm going to do is teach you a word and give you a definition and let you wonder about that. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in you realizing there is something more than this existence and whatever you're doing in a given day. And you see, quite a few of the ones that you think are missing, I know where they are. I can specifically name a few. One's called Lynn Lindthal. I've got Lydia. And they kind of sit back and grin and feel a little sorry for you.
What's funny?
Well, they're not through. They're not through. There comes a time when all of you must realize you can also make those transitions and you don't have to call it dying. Uh-oh, now he's going to really do it to us. It happens all the time. It is called moving into life and reality. You are experiencing in an illusion that has become manifest particulate. You are nothing but a dense hologram. Oh, Dorma. She says, show him the shirt again. Now she wants to complain about her hologram and the density. Well, I think you ladies had one here a while back that said, I'm not fat, I'm fluffy, and there's a picture of a sheep. Well, she's just not, you know, all pushed in. Compressed.
Red rot paper.
Let's read that and then have a break and we can come back and talk about this. And that means I'm going to need this right here too.
From Sunday, October the 9th, 1994. Let us begin to shift from this focus on ETs to practical human evaluation of material as to truth or fabrication. It must be obvious to all of you that any deviation from the physical manifestation will only bring you into confrontation with your enemies, ridicule on a ratio relative to the value of that which you bring forth, and ultimately cause the losing of possible allies. Man doesn't study the information brought forth as much as he studies and accepts the accusations, lies, and sensationalism of such resources as might offer evaluation material. Gold. Our gold. the giver of life, yet the taker of souls. And just where are you, we, in the ongoing saga of the Overton gold? Right back to the drawing board with the lovers of the commodity for its assumed value, further showing intent and truth of that intent within greed, and yet testing the patience and ongoing stewardship of you of the light. George Green and attorneys, Horton and Abbott, have filed a motion to set aside the judge's ruling to return the gold to Overton. George is claiming to be a swindlee at the hands of the swindler, Ecker. David Overton is now obliged to be deprived of the gold itself or demand legally the return of same as a gift improperly received and thieved. Hatton, I must guard against all invitation to ridicule and therefore shall henceforth refer to myself as George Ceres, Yergos Ceres, in these journalistic writings. Why? Because the name Hatton has been all but destroyed in reverence through ridicule in the recent press and media blitz which has now gone round the world in the silly releases of the Associated Press. Most of you will have seen or heard the nonsense fed the press by Green and buddies. I only have intent within the paper to be a journalist, and therefore you of the paper must begin to establish a new set of guidelines and filing titles to more suit the ongoing layout of any paper. I suggest you begin to handle bylines as any other paper, please. Our team will know us, and the others who read will be able to get past the confusion of source. Do not continue to make your own way difficult while thinking you are somehow honoring me. I am not the focus. Truth is the focus. Test your own ego response to this new request, and you will find it paying considerably to have to allow such gamesmanship. However, it is imperative to move quietly into the mainstream without damage, focus, other than as to publication, and acceptable discourse. Further, the more bylines you can glean for publication, the better. The sooner you get this changeover accomplished, the easier it will be to move forward. Now, gold as a life source? Indeed. It is the pure basis of the DNA of the Dryas in Gondriana. We have utilized a slowly evolving into the mana of life to allow a gradually evolving and increasing frequency with which to establish a prepared body to move on into higher frequencies in a logical, reasonable, and evolving higher resonance and essence structure. We do this through the DNA inclusion with the Dryas of iridium and rhodium frequency carriers.
This.
A residual of breaking down the elements into a powder which becomes, quote, nothing on instruments or of measurements as you have available in your technological arsenals of today. When we then move to the replacement of gold powder, which is already present in Gyanriana, you will be dealing with the very substance of life essence. I have no intent of going into alchemy studies, but I would ask you to question the value of such as gold metal. It is not the most precious of metals in rare existence, so there must be historic evidence of its value. Indeed, it is the very essence of the A-U-R-A, aura, or light of life, perfection of frequency in DNA structuring. This is a foundation, if you will, of the perfection of function of the machine, which in turn allows the ability of the essence of life within the machine to become perfection. Would such an intake change the minds of the adversarial parties if offered? No. Mind and soul. Correction. No. Mind, soul, and physical mind consciousness in a physical plane are different. Is this available anywhere? Yes, it is. However, unless the powder is introduced into the living original cell of life, it will be as any other intaken vitamin or mineral substance which will wash away. The whole of the cellular structuring must be perfected to the blueprint of the individual, you, to be of ongoing rebirthing capability. That must be handled and grown within the Dreas. Giandriana, living cellular life. You are already what is called a superconductor, friends. All we have to do is mesh frequencies, and the flow will be continuously infused and never overflows unless desirable. Then the flow can be moved onward by the same mechanism. You live in a pulse wave electric universe. This universe is light, and when you can move in as light, you have arrived. Is anyone yet there in your physical world of illusion? Yes, many. There are many who can actually manifest the life substances from the atmosphere. Sai Baba is one who can easily be recognized. There are many others who can utilize the structuring for such as levitation, living without intake of any substances other than the atmosphere, air, etc. Am I nuts? Well, no, but I am quite sure it wouldn't appear sane to the usual listening audience of, say, Larry King Live. However, as to Larry King himself, on a recent traveling engagement, Larry's plane was diverted to Nellis Air Force Base from the Las Vegas airport, and he alone debarked and spent some 45 minutes in a most interesting encounter. You will note his attitude of hostility and ridicule toward aliens, and the possibility of foreign life on your planet is substantially changed. Check with Dr. Carl Sagan. You are headed, people, for a new world order of the highest kind as you move along in God's Plan 2000. Never mind the Plan 2000 of the adversarial teams. In a cell with only bars, the essence of a person cannot be contained or incarcerated. The you see, is not the you of you. You are a hologram of varying densities. The blueprint is in every cell, and protection is truly within your grasp as you recover capability of life. I don't wish to belabor this subject at this time, but it is a bit far out, and you must continue to function in a world of boundaries and limitations until your work is completed. Completed work. What do I mean by this statement? I mean that you are not here on a planet of physical expression without purpose. You must move along to show man incarnate that he can escape the bindings and evolve into radiance and of holographic presentation in perfection of substance. Am I speaking of ageless humanity or renewal of physical presence? To some extent, yes. However, the thrust is not to the physical, but rather to the etheric spiritual. Space aliens. Are there human species in the cosmos? Of course. How egotistical must you be? I would state, however, that it matters not to you. The light, correction. The point is to become etheric in perfection within the substance of life. Light, not remain trapped in a perception of physical prowess. How do we measure the intent and ongoing movement into this capability? Well, we can example a bit. Dorma, for instance, a name meaning simply life truth messenger. Dorma causes recognition of a carrier, no more and no less. So let us consider Dorma my secretary. Who is she? Well, not what you think. She presents as a body hologram with conscious physical plane characteristics. Therefore, I have to deal with that garbage to allow for the function of her knowing essence or soul holographic capability. In that state of presentation, there is no whimpering or confusion as to either direction or purpose. In the mechanical expression of a body and conscious mind in limitation, she gets as discouraged, traumatized, and terrified as do any in any circumstance. How can I keep her focused and above the trauma? I can't. The expression of human physicality denies the total capability of control of the light life by the conduction inhibitors present in the manifest expression. This is why, however, I have to ask her absence from all possible encounters of ongoing living. She and EJ have come to accept this isolation and can live with it while necessary through this transition period of contacting our brethren. Believe me, Chilas, there are other humankind who are exactly like you in physical expression. Many come from a constellation called, phonetically, Como Bernices. Never heard of it? So be it. Perhaps that is why you can use me. These human beings have visited your planet only to find you quite hostile and primitive. They come as tourists, but rarely make any kind of physical connection other than to wave out a porthole window. Most of the human beings serving God of Light are by the way of constellation Pleiades. Why? Simply because those persons are most like you. Since such groups are known to visit, the adversarial government has built similar hovercraft and load up a bunch of visitors and send them out to fool you, the people. Chilas, this is a brain game. As long as you continue to perceive the physical play as the game, you miss the whole point. When the truth of spirituality prevails, the lie of religion will fall. The two concepts are at opposing poles of perception. Religion is a club organized and indoctrined by man physical. Spirituality is that which is of essence or thought. Anybody got a camera that could take a picture of this fly on my nose? Be that essence in light, it is forever ongoing. Be it in darkness, it is trapped within the boundaries of limitation and physical values. This might well be exampled by the attendance to perceptions of, say, orgone and argon. Both are important, but one is an inert gas, and the other is the gas or essence of life energy. Is it not important to know the difference? I would ask you to leave this here, scribe, as I would show you something most remarkable in growth and observation. I would ask you to go to your quiet place and simply experience the clearing tape through its voice cycle and a few minutes into the harmonics. Then, please, intake about 4 ounces of the Gyandriana. Then go through the tape again and note the perceptual increase. Experience is still the best teacher, Chilas, and when the student is ready, the teacher will be there. Salut, Hatton de Clear. Why do I use Hatton? Because it is my name. There is large difference between journalistic bylines and energy focus. Ye who nitpick will only find the nits, and that will often be classified as nitwit. Keep a bit of humor in your journey, and the rough spots will not seem so angry and baffling. That's the end.
Thank you. Let's take a break. Salud. Do you need to do something with that tape?
No, it's okay. It's got 100 clicks left on it on this side.
Now that's technological language. So it has 100 clicks left. It is hard to settle down when we're having fun, and we are having fun. Some days it doesn't seem like it. Some days there's a lot of grieving. And when you come into your realization of the true lighted nature of your existence. The whole thing is going to turn into a comedy for you. And a lot of you sit and laugh at it now because you don't know what else to do. You could cry, but that doesn't seem to do very much for very long. And yet that too is a physical relief system. And a lot of the errors made by parents toward children is stop crying, stop crying. Now, I'm not talking about when they're having a tantrum, but I'm talking about the emotions. The soul needs to weep from time to time because the emotions build up. And how else can you handle this feeling without bursting? This clutching in the throat when there is pain. And sometimes you'll know when you need to cry to cleanse. You may find your closest friend or you may go alone and you can weep. When you must weep in front of other people, it's BS. That's for their show. That doesn't mean that you may not have all the symptoms, but when you weep in front of others, it's very often for their benefit. And then, of course, there are the tears of sharing. What I'm saying to you is that you must go with emotion. It's unmanly to cry. That is a bunch of garbage. It is a trusting situation when you feel that you can shed a tear and have an understanding. And I'm sick and tired. I don't know about you ones, where ones want to make that some kind of a sexual encounter or some kind of sexual preference, or that you must be weird because you cry. If the heart is touched, if the soul is touched, be it joy or sorrow, the body wants to weep. And there are all sorts of weepings, and it's as necessary to the grieving process as anything that could possibly be. To get out and moan and groan and pay someone to do that for you at a gravesite is not proving anything except that you could afford to pay a griever. And that doesn't really indicate that you cared much. And in some of the societies around, I'm not making jokes here. That's the way it is. The louder you moan and scream and cry, somehow the more you're supposed to care. Emotion is a very private thing. And to line up around a room and hold hands and turn to one another and play these games is all right, I suppose, if that's what you want to do and that touches you. But most people who genuinely feel, really feel within themselves this emotion or this bonding will not play those kinds of silly games. And that's where religion comes in versus spirituality. It isn't that there aren't spiritual things and rituals and remindings to remind you what it is you're after or to cause you to focus on something. It's true. Tie a string around your finger to remember you wanted to pick up milk at the store. Every time you see the string, that's what you're going to think about until you change the programming. So if you have a cross or you have anything, this Canadian coin that was just given, we can program that every time that is seen. Every time Dorma sees this from now on, she's going to think of not only the person that gave it to her, but me making the speech. There will be no way she can look at this and not remember. because that's the way the human mind works. There is an expression of emotion, and there is emotion. And there is soul expression in truth of its searching and its journey. My ultimate mission is to deal with the remnant so that you understand the soul and its aspirations and its ability to perfect. That means you're going to have to understand a little bit about the human mind and why you can achieve the ultimate goal. But if you don't know what your goal is, there's no way to achieve it. It's like going on a trip and you have no destination. What good is a road map? There are a bunch of roads. And you can just head out in one, and that can be very, very exciting. I'm not going to plan today. I'm just going to go. And I'm going to enjoy to the fullest whatever experience I find along that road. I've always wondered what was down this dirt road. I believe I'll do that today. There are times and places for that. But on your mission of journey into life, you better be beginning to have a goal. And you're going to find, most of you, that your children are way ahead of you. And they're going to be a bit hard to handle from time to time because no matter what they know, they're stuck having to live in a society that is frustrating to them. Even to the fact that you as parents will wish you didn't know, so you didn't have to share and you didn't have to train and you didn't have to accept all of this. And you're going to look at some of their idiotic deeds and say, Father, are you sure that one is going to bring me home? I'm going to wring his little neck. Well, maybe you need a little discipline under those circumstances. Because nobody has the right, including a child, to be disobedient for the heck of it. There's knowing, and there is a different kind of coming into the acknowledgement of knowledge. And all of you are birthed with that innate knowledge. And immediately, the impact of life, as you are expressing it in this manifest physical form, is going to hit. And you are still experiencing it into the adults stage, and part of what you are exacting from the children is discipline. You must follow rules. Well, this is what we rebel against. What are we talking about following rules? Our police departments are lousy anymore, right up through the judicial system. It's fixed, it's corrupt. I don't want to follow your rules. You innately know God's laws and rules versus those out there that you don't want to follow. Well, the ones you really want to follow the very most, but claim you want to follow the very least, are God's laws.